This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Terry Hall.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
But now I'm back in my house in North Manchester, where it's a calm, wintry day. It's been raining all night, but it's just brightening up, so there's a freshness in the air. And it sounds like this. Mulchy is the way I would describe the scents. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I've been all over the place, right around the world, since I was last in this room making a programme for you. Thank you for the unprecedented response to the library special last week's programme was. A great week of celebrating our libraries from Six Music, a real success, and I'm really pleased it went off that way. All credit has to go for that to Elizabeth Olko, otherwise known as Alkapops. She's the news girl on Radcliffe and McConey's programme all the way through the week, but she's an excellent producer, researcher, and all credit goes to her for the programme that everyone's been so kind about. Isn't she marvellous? A thank you to Phil Selway for filling in when I was in Australia. Radiohead's drummer doing a marvellous job. What a fantastic show that was. We're going to hear from them in a wee while. But the theme of this week's programme is sibling rivalry, sibling love, and indeed sibling torture. I said a few weeks ago, I was talking about various methods of torturing my little brother when I was a kid. I asked you to send in your suggestions, and there's been a deluge. I've picked some of my favourites, and I thought I'd make it the theme of this week's show, as it's something that a lot of you relate to. So I'll be reading out your various sibling torture methods throughout the programme, and all the tunes will be family-themed. We're going to hear from Sly and the Family Stone in a minute. Got to get that one out of the way, haven't you, if your theme is family and siblings. My featured artist this week is Trevor Horn. As well as being in Australia since I was last sat in this chair, I've been involved in all kinds of things, Six Music's Library Week being one, but also Band Aid 30. I got the Geldof. I got called by Bob Geldof, and I was very proud to be asked to be part of that very important and very fun event. I'll tell you all about that. But my featured artist is Trevor Horn, who, although I've met him briefly before, I had a good chat with him at his studio at Psalm, where Band Aid 30 was recorded. So I've made him my featured artist this week. We'll also hear, of course, from the Beckopedia, a sibling of my own. We've got new music from Nadine Shah, Tweedy, Agnes O'Bell, and Tony Allen, and Slow Club as well, and lots of other great tunes in between. It's going to be a fun-packed show, kids. Strap in. And let's get this one out of the way. Sly and the Family Stone, it's a family affair. Happy Sunday.
They just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Family affair.
huge favourite of my oldest friends and the lads in Elbow, Sly and the Family Stone's Family Affair. Miranda Howard got in touch and she said, my boyfriend and I are loyal listeners to your show and in fact still play Ray Charles every Sunday night at midnight in tradition of your old slot. That's dedication, Miranda. But every week that we listen to the show, we have a fierce debate about one of the stings. Who put Garvey on the air? Option A, B, Berry BC, as in straw or raspberry. Option B, B, Bally BC, as in polite term, which avoids swearing. It is indeed option B. Let's hear it now.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Berry BC, that's who?
Sir Patrick Moore voicing that for us. Hope that clears it up for you, Miranda and Howard. Oh no, sorry, Miranda and Joe in Newington Green. My featured artist this week is Trevor Horn. If you're not sure who he is, I've got his wiki page up so I can do it succinctly. Trevor Charles Horn, CBE, born 15th of July 1949, is an English pop music record producer, songwriter, musician and singer. His influence on 1980s popular music was such that he has been called the man who invented the 80s. There you go. The list of people he's worked with is ridiculous. Everyone from Seal to Tina Turner, going on the more pop side of what he did back in the day, ABC and Dollar, Malcolm McLaren, Pet Shop Boys, Simple Minds, Paul McCartney, Mark Almond, Mike Oldfield, Leanne Rimes and Robbie Williams more recently, Propaganda, yes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and Grace Jones. And we're going to hear from Grace Jones now. A very charming man, Trevor. Fascinating life. And, three or four that he's been involved with, either producing or singing or writing, before the end of the programme. This one, though, Miss Grace Jones, this is for my mum, who's a huge fan of this tune. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
I'm just playing around, baby. open myself now. And I've accepted it finally, that this is all of me. And all those sides make up what I am. And either I live with it or I don't live with it. Whether I like it or not.
We live to the river.
I remember playing a festival in Ireland and Grace Jones was on the bill and she came on about 40 minutes late and after her first song she said, I opened the window this morning and I smelt, and then she went, big theatrical sniff, and she went, and I thought, yeah, I must be in Ireland. But there was something about her delivery, it was unclear whether or not she was smelling a nice fresh countryside and that's what she was saying to the crowd, or if she was smelling something else. It wasn't the greatest delivery. Also, after a couple of tunes, she went off stage, still talking down her radio mic to the audience. She went for a costume change and it took her about 10 minutes before she came back on, and she just changed her hat. She just changed her hat. It was she was obviously having trouble deciding which hat to put on next. Anyway, Grace Jones, and for the purposes of our programme, more importantly, my featured artist this week, Trevor Horn, who produced that and wrote a lot of the arrangements for it. More from Trevor Horn later on in the programme. New music now from Tweedy. This is Jeff Tweedy and his son, very in keeping with the sibling theme, the family nature of this programme. So, father and son here. The song's called Flowering, and it's lovely.
Holy stranger, don't deceive. Angel master, can't retreat. Existing to leave. Told you danger, carbon crown. March through the salt slush, howling at the ground. Whistle my answer, dance a blank face. Torment my sugar and leave any trace. Flowering, flowering. Don't dis-
lovely, eh? That was Tweedy with Flowering.
I think a lot of people sort of perceive it as being this noodly thing that you kind of need to pass some weird exams to understand.
It doesn't make any difference what kind of instrument it is. You will play it because your spirit will play it.
I love it for its vibrant patterns.
Either you feel it or you don't.
Music is God. My love.
From the soul side, the hip-hop side, the avant-garde side, even the punk end. I think it's the most misunderstood word in the language of music. The word is jazz. And in celebration of the London Jazz Festival this weekend, my show is dedicated to the wonders of jazz music. I've got special guests, Grammy winner Stanley Clarke and pianist Christophe Chassol. It may not be what you expect, but it will be jazz, GP style. Listen now at the Six Music website.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
I'm going to play you a song by the Acorn, Sister Margaret, in a minute, in keeping with our theme. But here's some of your emails of sibling torture, first of all. Shelley Timpson says, my big brother used to chase me around the house with a rolled up smelly football sock and then used to trump in my ear. Very nice. I think the latter of those I've employed against my younger brother Marcus. He also uses the term R-Kid instead of my actual name, even now, which makes me feel like the little sister I always have been. Love, Shelley. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to save that one till later on. I couldn't physically torture my older brother. He was bigger than me, but I did attempt revenge in a sneaky way, says Kieran Marshall. I once carved his name into the wood of the bathroom door, hoping he'd get told off for it. I'm proud to say that it still exists to this day as a nice relic of our old arch rivalry. Nice one, Kieran. Stephen Perris's older brother Howard used to pin her down and do the typewriter on her. That meant holding his legs on her arms so she couldn't move her arms, tickling her chest like he's playing a typewriter, and then every time he got to the end of a line, slapping her in the face, or in the chops, as she put it, to bring the platen back to the start. And this was only torture, she says, in as much as it used to make me almost wet my pants with laughter, and to this day still brings a smile to my face when I think about it. Oh, there you go. So some sibling torture there. We'll have some more in a bit. But for now, here's the Acorn with Sister Margaret. Talking of beloved siblings, now then.
Now then. Recording studios should be a platform for musicians from around the world to develop their music and bring it to a wider audience. I can never say enough how important I believe it is to protect and cherish performances from all over the globe and from every economic and political background, not just as a social narrative, but as an appreciation of voices which will all eventually disappear. Musicians such as the late Remy Ongala, who along with the orchestra Super Matimila, was a hero in his native Tanzania. Remy's music was described there as ubongo or brain beat because of his serious searching lyrics which never shied away from socio-political commentary. Combined with the laid-back yet somehow insistent feel of Soukous music, which had already captivated European festival crowds, tracks such as Kipeno Rojo were, and still are, vibrant, technical reminders that music can have a conscience and still sound amazing, and that in recording these songs, an important, influential voice has been preserved forever. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Tom Sanders. The Home Secretary Theresa May says EU migration has blown the government off course and it's now unlikely to meet its target. Labour's Rachel Reeves has denied that her party caved to pressure from UKIP by proposing to tighten the rules over benefits to immigrants. And she insisted that Labour still thought that immigration was good for Britain.
That is our view, but you also need to ensure that immigration is properly managed and that rules are fair, and that means rules based on contribution and responsibility to work hard and pay into the system. So yes, immigration has been positive for this country, but of course you've got to have rules that are fair and seen to be fair.
The UK's highest-ranking police officer has said 4 or 5 terrorism plots have been stopped this year. Sir Bernard Hogan Howe said the police had previously prevented, on average, 1 plot a year. There was also growing concern about what he called lone wolf attacks that required less planning. Manchester City have apologised for giving children attending coaching sessions at the club a certificate featuring the convicted rapist Ched Evans. The player is at the centre of a controversy over whether he should remain at the football club. Return to the football club appeared on the certificate as a graduate of City's academy programme. The club says it's updating its certificates and won't be using the design again. The guitar used by John Lennon in the 1966 Beatles song Paperback Writer is expected to fetch more than £600,000 when it's auctioned today. Helen Hall from Trax Auction, which will be holding the sale, says it's one of the most significant Lennon guitars to come on the market for 30 years.
It's come directly from John Lennon's cousin, who was given it by John Lennon in 1967, and he's had it ever since, which, you know, for collectors of Beatles memorabilia to have a provenance like that is exceptional.
And Lewis Hamilton's leading the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. As long as he doesn't finish below second, he's guaranteed the Drivers' Championship title. That's Six Music News, more at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music. Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Stone Roses and Song for My Sugar Spun Sister. The theme is sibling rivalry this week, and Stacey Black says, "Once when I was a teenager, my younger sister Justine decided it would be hilarious to steal my clothes and other towels from the bathroom while I was taking a shower, forcing me to walk through the house with only a bath mat to conceal my modesty. In retaliation, I turned every object in her bedroom, by her bed, upside down. It took her weeks to put everything right. Ha! From Stacey in Bristol. I once put my brother's door handle on upside down, got a screwdriver, took it off, reversed it. Very, very satisfying. I'd forgotten about that one. More torture in a little while. Here now, though, is Rod Steiger with quite a graphic story.
Part of the method is also the development of the ability to improvise, which is fine, of course, when directors like it, like Sidney.
Well, the ability to improvise depends upon everything. Let's forget about method and anything else. Mm. I don't care if you use the method Stanislavski, Boleslavski. I don't care what you use, Rada, Shmada, Central School, Actors Studio. If you don't have imagination and nobody can teach you that, forget it.
But it didn't happen like that with David Lean in Dr. Zhivago, did it?
Well, with David Lean, on the first day I made my mistake with him. We're shooting a scene. We were coming back from the ballroom. Julie Christie, a lovely, wonderful, talented lady, and my character, Komarovsky. And we come around, and as we pass the camera, I'm supposed to suddenly kiss her and shock her. And we're coming around, and we're doing it. And for some reason or other, Julie's anticipating it and don't know it, anticipating it and don't know it. I said, well, you see, we come around the corner and we get to the camera, we kiss, and Julie knows that. So what if we come around the corner, put a little track on your camera, I'll kiss her, she'll think the scene is over, then I'll put my tongue down her throat about a yard and a half on, and you'll get what you want, right? We did it in one take.
Record number four.
All right, the next record is that magnificent lady, Judy Garland, singing The Man That Got Away.
And why do you want that?
Because I knew her, I liked her, she was a great artist, and when she's happy, she sang better than anybody who ever sang.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools. And where's he gone to? The road gets rougher. It's lonelier and tougher. With hope, you burn up. Tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night. sad affair of one man, woman, looking for the man that got away.
Judy Garland and The Man Who Got Away, as chosen by Rod Steiger on his edition of Desert Island Discs. More mental torture for your siblings now. CJ Gray says, hearing you discuss shared sibling memories this afternoon, I was reminded of the slightly off-topic strangeness of my younger sister, who would invent memories of things that never happened, then work at length to convince her mark that they had simply forgot. I spent a whole week unsure if I had played Tinkerbell in a school play, and even more miffed as to why it slipped my mind. Love the show, and the CBeebies bedtime story of Mr. Big, by the way. Yes. Thanks to CJ Gray. I think that qualifies as torture. That's mental torture, isn't it? Me and my brother have got some shared memories. We both remember distinctly being picked up in a sleeping bag and slung over the shoulder of a big lummox that was coming out with one of our sisters. But I'm sure it happened to me, and Marcus is sure it happened to him. There you go. Sisters and brothers. And here are some brothers now from David Bowie. I love the fragmented imagery in this tune. It's just amazing lyrically. I think it might be my favourite of his, but I've probably said that a lot. It's David Bowie, and that's how you pronounce it, Bowie, not Bowie, with the Bewley Brothers.
And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. The wail of a lie like the hope it was. And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads of brawn were nicer shorn, and how they bought their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to our latent fuss. Sang the swell through the streets like the crust of the sun, the Bewley Brothers. In our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark. Oh, and we were gone, hanging out with your 12 men. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusion. I was stone, he was wax, so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old, and dust would flow through our veins, and lo, it was midnight back at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. The solid book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was stalking time for the moon boys, the Bewley Brothers.
With our backs on the arch, and if the devil may be here, but he can't sing about that. We were so turned off. You thought we were fakers.
And now the dress is hung, the ticket pawned, the Factor Max that proved the fact is melted down. woven on the edging of my pillow. And my brother lays upon the rocks. He could be dead, he could be not, he could be you. He's chameleon, comedian, Corinthian and caricature. Shooting up high in the sky, Bewley Brothers. In the feeble in the bad, Bewley Brothers. In the blessed and cold, in the crutch hungry dark, was where we played our mark. Oh, we were gone, kings of oblivion. We were so turned on in the night war pavilion. Lie me thrice and bite me by. I'm starving for me gravy. Leave my shoes and door unlocked, I might just slip away. Just for the night, hey, please come away. Hey, just for the night, hey, please come away. Just for the time. Please come away. Please come away. Please come away.
Brilliant, spooky, terrified sounding, wonderful, gorgeous music from David Bowie. The Bewley Brothers. Like the grim face on the cathedral floor. Whew. Always gets me that bit. Agnes Obel has some new music out. Fuel to Fire, the David Lynch remix, appears on the deluxe edition of Avantine. And of it, David Lynch says, I loved doing this remix. I was turned on to Agnes's music through my record label. I think she has the most beautiful voice and can do things with it that are unique and extraordinary. I have to agree, and I think this is a great remix. The David Lynch remix of Agnes Obel's Fuel to Fire.
Thank you.
Agnes Obel and Fuel to the Fire, the David Lynch remix, from the deluxe edition of Avantine. I thought that was great.
What can you do in 4 minutes? Boil an egg? Change a light bulb? Perhaps. But with Radio 4 in 4 minutes, it's long enough to feed your curiosity.
I was crazy from the very beginning that I was just determined that I was going to be noticed as I was going in and out of those producers' offices.
This is Diotima's teaching. To learn about beauty, first recognize the physical beauty of your desired lover. Then, if you're rational, you'll appreciate not just the individual loved one's beauty, but also the physical beauty of others, too.
I think it's important that things are flawed. That's what makes a piece of art interesting sometimes, is the bit that's wrong.
Explore Radio 4 in 4 minutes by going to the BBC Radio 4 website.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Sibling rivalry being the theme of the programme, sibling rivalry stroke love. This song by Annuals is called Brother. I'm very close to my brother Marcus, and I own all my sibs. I've got a great family. I've got 5 older sisters. Gina, Karen, Louise, Samantha, Rebecca, and my younger brother Marcus, who's an actor you've probably seen in a bunch of stuff. He got the looks, and he got the talent and the height. But we get on very well. It rings true to me, this song by Annuals. It's about him and his brother hiking. I'll read you the lyrics. Me and my brother hiking, we might find a turtle. Just having fun. Me and my brother playing with our dog. Two mighty men with a wolf who drinks from the gulf. And then it goes on to tell of him falling down a creek bed and his brother being scared. And how he should never have left home. Because now he's grown bold and lonely, he says towards the end of the song. I believe it. It's reflected in it musically as well. My brother's a marvellous individual. Not as funny as me. Okay, maybe he's not as funny as me. But very good. This is for our Marcus. This is Annuals and Brother.
Thank you.
It was me in that sleeping bag. That was Annuals and Brother. And while I was search wording the word brother to find stuff in my collection relevant to our sibling torture special, I found this beautiful thing from the Isley Brothers. I'm always playing it, but that's because it's great. Here we go.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Radiohead and The Tourist from OK Computer. I know exactly where I was when I first heard that. There's not many records I can say that of, but I heard OK Computer in this grotty flat I was sharing with Pete and Jupp from Elbow. We stripped the wallpapers when we moved in of our communal space, which was a kitchen stroke dining room stroke living room area. We stripped all the paper off, thinking let's make this the nicest home possible, and never replaced it. So we always lived in this, well, acoustically terrible room and quite depressing, bits of wallpaper hanging off the wall. But that record was magic. It didn't feel like too long before we got our first record deal, actually, that came out. Yes, it was a strong memory, to say the least. Me and Jupp made a spaghetti bolognese that you couldn't actually eat in that house. I won't say any more than that because it's Sunday afternoon and you're all cooking. But we managed to make something in a kitchen using food that was actually impossible to eat, like physically impossible to eat. There we go. My featured artist this week is Trevor Horn. He's responsible for the music and production of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. If you've ever heard the original Frankie demos, there's not a right lot in common with the demos and what they ended up putting out. This is the third single from Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, and what a huge coup Frankie Goes to Hollywood was. I'm not quite old enough to remember the impact of punk. To me, the biggest, boldest musical statement, or rather the first one that I can remember, were Frankie arriving. Paul Rutherford lives in New Zealand, and I see him when I'm out there. He's been to see the band a couple of times and become a friend. Very proud to say so. And Trevor Horn the other day, delightful man to meet. Of course, his involvement with Band-Aid in the first place, right the way through to 30, we're recording it at his studios, totally invaluable to what you all know is a very good cause. If you haven't bought Band-Aid 30 yet, what's up with you? Come on. You know it makes sense. Here are Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Here is Frankie Goes to Hollywood. From Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, this is The Power of Love. This always reminds me of Christmas as well. Are we allowed to start talking about Christmas yet? Right, how many of you shouted no at the radio then? Just shout me a big no on an email so I can see what the figures are like. Here's Frankie.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. I feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away, yeah. I'm so in love with you, purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from down. I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkling love, flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy. Rushing inside of me. Hey.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, representing my featured artist this week, Trevor Horn, and that was The Power of Love. Let's have some more sibling torture. Quite a lot of them are flatulence related. Emma Brace says, my sisters and I started going to the seaside every summer to reconnect with each other once we'd all gone off to university. We'd cram into one tent and giggle all night and get told to be quiet. But the event that became a family quote was when one of my sisters let off a ripping fart, lifted up the covers and shouted, that's not mine. It's a memory that will stay for me forever, as we all burst out laughing, even now, when everyone says those words. Thanks for the music, Emma. D. Ryan says, my brother used to hang worms on the washing line when Mum sent me out to fetch it. He also took me to my first gig to see OMD at the Hammersmith Odeon, though. Joan of Arc. Ah. Another one involving socks here. My younger sister and I would often bicker over what to watch on TV, whose turn it was to choose, etc. I've deliberately got these methods of sibling torture getting darker as you go. This would often result in me tickling to the floor, and once she'd start squealing, followed by shouts from my parents in the other room, to quiet her down, I'd pull off her socks and stuff them into her mouth. to muffle the noise. It was later that my parents found out. My father found it was amusing. My mother was appalled. Personally, I found it hilarious. Not sure my sister's ever quite forgiven me. Katerina Stanley. That's just terrible. Mike Willis said, While living in Kuwait as a boy, I pushed my two sisters into a cupboard and closed it, only to find that I couldn't open it again. It was a baking hot Kuwaiti day, 50 Celsius, and my mum had to keep feeding them, feed them water through a straw in a small crack. The Kuwaiti firemen eventually got them out. Sorry, Catherine and Rachel, I do love you both. Lots of good wishes. Lots of good wishes, Mike. My God, that's terrible. And I think the worst, Chris Hazlett has the worst story. He says, my brother's mate once grabbed me and pinned me down on the road in South Wales, shouting, it's coming, as traffic was racing toward us. Probably way off, but my memory tells me it was milliseconds to, I had milliseconds to get up. I yelped and tried to get to my feet, but he let go with just enough time for me to leap away and run into the woods. Yes, Christopher Hazlett unscarred. I'm very glad to hear it. So there you go, sibling torture in all of its rich and varied forms. This lot always remind me of my sisters. In fact, they used to and still do sing this together from time to time. In fact, my dad's 80th a couple of weeks ago, and I held a party at my house, and I put this tune on, and I said to one of my sister's daughters, herself a woman now, she's in her mid-20s, I said, listen to all my sisters start singing when I put this on. And I put it on. And not all my sisters were there. Our Karen couldn't make it over, but the ones that were there definitely got stuck in. It's the Roaches. They were sisters. They're singing to their little sister. It's a kind of stay away from that man kind of a song. It's Hammond's song. You can hear it there in the background percolating up on this Sunday afternoon.
In my opinion, you're Six Music.
Whatever your allegiance.
I used to have a Run DMC t-shirt from the early 80s.
My favourite band t-shirt was Nirvana.
They've got a couple of Strokes ones.
Rage Against the Machine.
Muse.
Pink Floyd.
Rolling Stones 1981.
Duran Duran.
Wear your t-shirt with pride. This Friday, it's our seventh Wear Your Old Band t-shirt to work day. And once again, we'd love you to join us by sporting one of your favourite t-shirts to work. Infamous or iconic, hip or obscure, it's up to you. Unite your offices, classrooms, factories, laboratories, clothes shops, or even just around your house.
Wear your old band t-shirt to work day.
This Friday with BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Legendary drummer Tony Allen has a new record out. It's called Film of Life. This tune is called Go Back and it features Damon Albarn. Long-term collaborators, these two, been in loads of projects together, and I've heard a couple of tunes from this record. It really is a good one. From Film of Life, it's Tony Allen and Go Back.
Thank you.
time now for the news. That wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Tom Sanders. The 2014 Formula One World Champion is Lewis Hamilton. He won the final race of the season, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, becoming the first British driver since Sir Jackie Stewart to win the title. Hamilton spoke to the BBC after the race.
I can't really explain how much this means. It means even more than the first one. It feels like it's the first time, and I feel so blessed.
And here's what Prince Harry had to say as the race ended.
Lewis, well done. You're an absolute legend.
You're a legend. The words from Prince Harry. And in other Six Music news, the Home Secretary, Theresa May, has said that she's determined that the inquiry she's set up will reveal the truth about cases of child abuse in the past. She said it was vital to find out why state institutions had failed to prevent the abuse happening. The government wants to change the law to require internet service providers to keep records that help to identify every computer and phone that's been connected to the web. The police have welcomed the proposal, saying it'll help them keep an eye on people returning from fighting in Syria. The Labour chairman of the Home Affairs Committee is Keith Vaz.
There's always a balance to be drawn between what the police actually want and what they say they need to do their job, and the rights of the individual. And of course, there's also the internet providers to be concerned about. They have not been keen in the past to hang on to this information.
More than 40 people have been killed in a terrorist attack in Afghanistan. A bomb went off at a sports stadium during a volleyball tournament. The wreckage collected from the Malaysia Airlines plane brought down in July is being transported by train to the city of Kharkiv. It'll be flown to the Netherlands, where sections of the plane will be reconstructed. A fire on a train at a station in London has been put out. The service had been preparing to depart from Charing Cross. It was bound for Hastings. Part of one carriage was damaged, but no one was hurt in the incident. And that's a look at the latest Six Music news for now. The next update is at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Wee Minuet was Man in a White Car by Yes, with Trevor Horn taking the lead vocal on the album Drama. I mention this because I met Trevor Horn when I was part of Band Aid 30 the other week. Very charming man he was as well. We had a good chat. Me, him and Roger Taylor, clang clang, somebody picked those up for me. Had a right good laugh. And he said, we were telling some stories, the three of us, and he said, I was a singer for Yes for a while. I was like, I remember. And then I said, Man in a White Car. And he said, oh yeah, that was about a mate of mine who just made loads of money and bought a Porsche, a white Porsche. There you go, the story behind the song. He went on later on to be involved with a member of Art of Noise. And this tune, Robinson Crusoe, is one very dear to my heart. More from our featured artist of the week, Trevor Horn. This is Robinson Crusoe. The Art of Noise and Robinson Crusoe. That from my featured artist this week, a member of that band, as well as the man who invented the 80s, they were saying before, Trevor Horn. New music now on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. The extraordinary new single from Nadine Shah. This is the first single from her second album, which is out early next year, and it's called Stealing Cars. It's amazing. One of my favourite voices out there, Nadine Shah, and that was Stealing Cars. What an incredible record. Mazzy Star, All Your Sisters. This is a very languid, lovely thing.
Your wine.
Mazzy Star and All Your Sisters.
I'd usually spend my Sunday afternoons doing what most men of my age do, hopefully.
This is Terry Hall.
Raking lawns and, yeah, taking the car to the garage and giving it a bit of a vac. Always remember to do the boot.
Six Music.
It's lovely to be back on Six Music. I'm here playing some of my favourite records, songs that I'm taking around with me on tour. It gives me a chance to dig deep into years and years of music. It's a reminder, listening to what sort of shaped me as a musician over the years. As a 17-year-old kid discovering punk rock in 1977, if you'd have told me that in the year 2014 I'll be playing a track on the BBC by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, I would have laughed.
Terry Hall.
It's funny how time mellows.
This afternoon from 4
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So if I haven't done enough name dropping this show, here's a bit more. One of the loveliest things about being in Australia was the second day we played at the Sydney Opera House. If you imagine, I remember saying during the programme I made out there, if you imagine that you've played one night in a venue, so you know all your equipment works, you know the feel of the room, you know the show's going to go well for the second night because there are no variables or less variables involved. So then you get to hang out with your crew for the evening, and the next day I walked to work from the hotel, which was very close to Sydney Opera House, with the harbour bridge on my left and the river in front of me and this blustery sort of beautiful weather. What a nice feeling to walk to work in such an amazing building. Was one of the best feelings I've ever had. At the end of the tour, after I made that programme that you all heard, if you're a regular listener, I was invited to Neil Finn's home and studio, where he was just sitting down to fish and chips with his brother, Tim Finn. I'm an enormous fan of both their work, particularly the album Finn, which they did post-Crowded House. I'm going to play a tune for you in a second from it. But what a charming setup. They've got wonderful families. They're having a very happy life, and they're just very generous of spirit. And Neil came to the gig that evening with his lovely wife. But there was a minute while they were eating, we were perched at the end of the table having a glass of wine. And he said, "You played the Opera House, didn't you?" And I said, "Yeah." And him and his brother looked at me with a smile and a glint in their eye. And then Neil said, "That's a day's work, isn't it?" And we all three of us laughed, because they knew exactly the feeling I was talking about. It really was something very, very special. So there you go. There's part of my charmed life for you. Throw something at the radio if you think I'm showing off. I just wanted to share a lovely feeling. Here are the Finn brothers. In fact, this is Neil Finn and Sinner. But I believe Tim's involved with this. I'll check my facts while you listen to it. I love the samples on it. I think it's gorgeous.
Plays upon me now. I sleep until my luck runs out. A cuckoo's call, pendulum swings. Thought you knew everything. Lift my hands, make the cross. Sinner, I have never learned. I cannot return. Forever I must walk this earth like some forgotten soldier. But these things I should keep to myself. But I feel somehow strangely my eyes, got my face. Fireball drop from the sky. All my dreams have come to pass. Where's my faith? Is it lost? I can't see it till I cast it off. Sinner, there is no such thing. I have learned to sing. Forever I must walk this earth like some forgotten soldier. Today I am still disconnected. I get to contentment.
Neil Finn and Sinner. I thought Tim was involved with that one. Apparently not. But they have done some lovely work together. Thanks once again to the enormous response for last week's library show. And I have to say again, all credit goes to Elizabeth Holker, otherwise known as Alka Pops, for putting that show together. A brilliant week, that. I'm really proud to be part of the station, as always. Thanks to the Beccapedia, my own sibling. She had some pretty good methods of torture as we were growing up. Thanks to everyone who's written in. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everyone who puts my programme together. I'll see you next week. Going to finish with Blue Nile and Family Life. This was a Song for Guy recommendation from Dave Sullivan. We do need your recommends. Keep them coming. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Remember, recommendations rather than requests, please. Here we go. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
Starlight, do you know me? Please don't look at me now. I'm falling apart. Silver on the window, like the bike I once had. And home in the yard. Jesus, love, let me down. His voice.